How are you?
I'm here for you, man.
I know. I know. It's going to be great. Jim Costa's back. That was big news. He actually functionally could speak today without sounding like the suit guy from TV.
Okay. He has risen.
I was about to say, did we start calling him Jesus?
I will only tell you.
I mean, he died last week.
I will only tell you this on Cash the Ticket today. I did call him Jerry Falwell. More on that later.
It's been 3 days.
It has been 3 days. You're right.
Really? Really? All right.
Come on out.
We have been sideswiped. Not by Rico Beard, but by the audio that Rico Beard has demanded. So we're going to play it for you. Lions had no plans on playing starters. And I'm fine with that. I'll stand by that. But apparently, Dan Campbell may have a change in course. Let's play the audio, and then let's have a conversation.
I'm thinking about playing some of these guys. You know, I'm back and forth a little bit right now. So right now, the priority for me, particularly for the guys, the core of this team, will be, you know, these next three practices. Depending on the type of work we get, the quality work, the amount of reps, that'll tell me what we need or don't need going into Kansas City.
So I would like to have this conversation with Mr. Rico Beard, David Kenny, and all of you. I think you're a Super Bowl team. I think Super Bowl teams get to do things differently. Mm-hmm. Right? It's like when Rico was at his fake high school. He had special privileges because he had one of those 4.7 GPAs. That's why Rico never had to show up on Fridays. He had already graduated.
Real high school, but continue.
The point is, I don't think you play starters. Now, I'm not going to yell and scream on this, but I get very concerned. And look, case in point, you didn't play any starters in the opener and lost six guys to injury. Okay, the 49ers right now. I mean, calf strain, Christian McCaffrey. Terrifying.
Dude, they've canceled their joint practices.
Exactly.
With the Saints because they've run out of bodies and said, we can't do this. We'll see you at the end of the week for the regular game.
Yes. So I am very committed to I bubble wrap all my best players. If you disagree, I want to hear it. You tell me what you make of Campbell's comments and why the seed change.
I think for Campbell, it may be partly a little bit of bravado, knowing we talk about they're a Super Bowl team, Mike. Well, the Super Bowl back-to-back winner, they have a policy. The starters play. Patrick Mahomes is like, yeah, try to keep me away from the games. Now, he's not going to play the whole game, but he will go out there and get some reps. And in the old school way of doing preseason football, this would be the game that the Lions would play their starters for at least a half. So that you go up against live bodies and you can work on the timing. You can work on a lot of different things. If you don't play anybody, you don't get to work that stuff out until game number one. And yeah, I guess if this team had just been so good for the last 5 years, I could buy that. But okay, you had a good year last year. I think that the starters should play at least if you told me they're going to play two series, I'm like, okay, good. I can at least see what you have. You can work on timing. You can have some stuff that you could actually put out on tape. The bubble wrap thing, it's nice, but it's football. You can't protect people from injuries. I do think, and I think the biggest thing is, yeah, you're playing Kansas City and they're playing their guy, which leads Campbell to say, well, if Mahomes is playing, well, why aren't we playing any of our guys? If they're willing to put out their people and they won the Super Bowl, what the heck are we doing? Why are we afraid?
Right. And again, I can't quantify the impact. I don't know if it'll help you. Like, I don't know the benefit. So I don't choose to get upset. I just go, all right, whatever benefit I might get is far outweighed by some goofball who's working at Family Video next week rolling up on Panay Sewell. It's a cost-benefit analysis.
No, it is. And it's, as you like to say, both things can be true because Sewell could get rolled up on the first play of the game, kind of like Hollywood Brown. He catches one pass for the Chief, and he's in the hospital with a shoulder injury, but they still kept going on. And like I said, to me, I guess I look at it when the best player in the league is saying, I'm going to play in every preseason game. Then I question, if the Chiefs can do that and they're not worried, then what are you worried about? You go out there, Because if you want to beat the man, you need to be like the man, and maybe you need to play some of your people.
But in fairness, like to use the Mahomes example, Mahomes has gone on record saying he doesn't like the joint practices. He likes the games. It's a different thing. Now, I don't have evidence of what Jared Goff will like. Look, I want to know where the fans are. Would you agree with me this is not like a yeller, screamer?
No, it's not.
No.
This is a preference. This is a Coke, Pepsi.
Now, do I reserve the right to yell and scream if someone dies? Like if Hutchinson or Sewell or, God forbid, Jared Goff, do I reserve the right to then go chair drop retroactively?
No.
Okay.
No, because of the nature of the game. Because would you do the same chair drop if they went out in the first series against the Rams? No, it happens. It's football, man. 248-539-9797. Should the Lions play any of their starters, or are you perfectly happy waiting until opening week against the Rams?
David, your thoughts. I mean, you're a hardliner.
Yes.
You have conviction.
Yes.
What do you got?
Here's the thing. The Detroit Lions need to figure out what they have on the offensive line outside of their starters. We know what their starters are. We know what their starters can do on the offensive line. So finding the depth on that offensive line is important, so they need the reps. So if I'm not playing my starting offensive line, then I'm not playing Goff. I'm not playing David. Gibbs. I'm not playing any other starters.
No, and that's why I said your starters are out there. Even one series, hey, guys, here's the deal. Score a touchdown, and you can go put on your track suits, take a shower, and you're done. I just want you to go out there, do something in that first series. Ideally enough, you drive down the field, you score, we look great, five plays, 75-yard ending in a TD, and then you're done for the day. And now we can go back and look at the film and look at what we did right, look at what we did wrong, and it's not just going up against each other in practice. They don't know the plays. They don't know what's going to happen. So that's why I think just a timing thing. Don't get me wrong. There's no way any of these guys should ever see what the second quarter looks like. Ever. If anything, you don't even get to see what the third series looks like. I would go two series max, but yeah, I would play some of my starters.
All right, Rico says play him. I say no. David, I mean, no. You're a no. Kenny, yeah. Where are you at?
So it is very much risk reward, but I think, I mean, one series, one set. I mean, to me, there's no point. We already know what we have in these guys. Primarily your offensive line, primarily Jared Goff, St. Brown. I mean, all of these guys, you know exactly what they are and how good they can be.
Could I negotiate a settlement?
Mm-hmm.
What I'd like to do is this. I would like to be a divorce mediator. I am going to negotiate a settlement on this next. And I want to see if you think what I'm presenting is fair and balanced and palatable, and everyone could walk away happy. Is that fair?
Hillbilly.
Go comatose for me. Great movie. Great movie. Great reference. Don't jump. It's not mine. Go ahead. Take him to church and give me the settlement next.
I'm barely holding on to things.
Kindly leave. All right, go.
I'm reading these books.
You better get your ass to that wedding.
It's Lions coach Dan Campbell saying he may be changing his mind. Maybe he plays some of his starters in this game. Maybe not. The next 3 days are going to determine it. I look at it as this. Guys, back in the long ago, starters used to play in game three. They would play at least a quarter to maybe a half. There's only three preseason games now. This would technically be that game where you would play your starters for about a half.
Let me offer you my settlement. Dan Campbell may change course and play starters. Now, I'm a hardliner. I wouldn't play any of them. You're a Super Bowl team. You've earned the right to just be bubble wrapped. But what if I did this? What if I am allowed to sit four players? I want to sit the following. You can play all other starters. I will sit Jared Goff. I will sit Amon-Ra St. Brown. I will sit Penei Sewell. And I will sit Aiden Hutchinson. Those four. You allow me to sit those four. Play everybody else as long as you like.
Okay.
You get the airline miles. There you go. Go comatose.
Right.
So talk to me. Is that a fair settlement?
No, I think that is a fair settlement. It would show you. I like that, Mike, especially on the offensive line, because it gives you a chance to see what would happen. Like, we don't want it to happen, but if Sewell couldn't play, how would you guys function in a game that, you know, if you lose it, it's okay. It gives your Nate Sudfeld a real offensive line. So we'll see what you are. Because, David, I know a lot of people are like anti-Nate. Maybe he looks better with a real offensive line blocking in front of him. Maybe he looks better if he could turn the ball and hand it off to Jahmyr Gibbs and let Gibbs do something. So why you just keep shaking your head no, David?
No, because I'm not accepting that deal. Zeitler's already dealing with an injury. I don't need Ragnow or Decker out there who are already long in the tooth. I don't need them. Sorry, I can't accept that deal.
Okay, David can't accept it. Take you know that.
What? I'm just going to sit here. I'm going to get myself to zero. Don't talk to me while I'm eating.
Want to charge the batteries?
Right.
I don't want to talk about what happened last night because it'll only make me upset. Kimo Sabe's going to get some flavor.
Right.
It's one of the great, again, another comedy that they wouldn't make today because the woke police would freak out and every actor in the film would get canceled.
Yes, especially the scene before the breakfast scene. Yes.
A little difficult. Todd, the painting was a gift. All right. Kenny, have you ever seen Wedding Crashers? I'm making sure because that is 20 years
old. Yes, that is within my scope of movie watching, yes.
Excellent. Great film.
Yes.
Okay, sorry. They don't make comedies like that anymore. We miss them. David, what do the ticket texters have to say?
Tom in Detroit says, do not play the starters in all caps. It would be unforgivable to lose key guys in a season who get injured in games that don't count. O-line depth isn't there this year for the Lions, and Holmes needs to bring in a real backup quarterback, someone says. Those two things have me slightly concerned.
But maybe your backup quarterback looks a lot better if he had a real offensive line in front of him. That you wouldn't be as concerned because you're like, oh, it was just because the other five guys blow. But he looks good when he has real starters in front of him.
If Dan is going to give the starters reps, can he also stop doing the fourth down every time thing? We have to determine if we have a kicker or not, Tom, in Flat Rock.
No, I think, Tom, you just need to get comfortable. He ain't changing. You can scream till you're blue in the face. He is going to use the math. And the math, not Dan Campbell, the math says go for it way more than you're comfortable with. You're just going to have to submit. Now, look. We'll argue about the NFC title game till we're blue in the face. I wanted him to take the points one time. But factually speaking, the defenders win the argument because two drop passes lost you that game. Not passing on two field goals. If Josh Reynolds catches one ball, we're good.
Someone's simply saying what worked last year. Whatever worked last year, I would do it again this year. So that means don't start him.
Yeah, but here's the other angle. If he doesn't like what he's seeing in practice, if he doesn't like what he's seeing in camp, and I don't know this factually, I'm just giving you an idea. This is a way to send a message. This is a way to jumpstart things.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would very, look, if he was going to play starters, you can't put your quarterback out there. Can't. No. You want to fight me on that?
Not him.
He's got that stupid look on his face.
No, not at all. I'm good.
What's your problem?
I think you can't put your quarterback out there. I mean, here's the bottom line. It's football, guys. And for everybody, well, what if you get hurt? Man, you can get hurt at any time. So you can't have that mentality of being so afraid. What about this and what about that?
You're right, but they have no backup. And of course, everyone knows if your quarterback goes down, you're done. Well, I get that. But they have no backup.
I disagree.
Hendon Hooker's amazing.
I disagree because, David, I disagree because if this was a concern, they would have addressed it. So they believe they have the right people. So it's just like every year I'm like, hey, can you guys draft some D linemen? No, we like who we have. It's just to the point now where I'm like, you know what? I can't tell you how to run your house.
Let's go to Harrison, 97.1. Hi, Harrison. How you doing?
Good. For starters, on like in terms of – do we play any starters in the preseason? To quote Cat Williams, no.
Agree.
You actually brought up a good point right before you put me on here. Mm-hmm. I think it's more Dan Campbell trying to send a message. Camp is grueling. They're human beings. You get a lazy day or two, and maybe he gets a little ornery, and he holds this over their heads and says, hey, you know what? If you guys keep messing around, I'm going to put you out there, and you're going to have to go out there and work and risk something. Now, I think Dan Campbell's a smart man, and this is just him trying to get good practices out of this week. So hopefully that's the case. Or he thinks Nate Sudfeld is such irreparable garbage that he feels bad for the guys trying to make the roster with Nate Sudfeld out there with them.
Well,
he wants to maybe put Isaiah Williams out there for one series with Jared Goff or something.
And listen, I'm not Harrison. You, I think you understand the speed I run at. I'm not going to yell and scream about the backup. It's just if Hendon Hooker can't beat Nate Sudfeld, I once again it reinforces the idiocy of the pick. It just didn't make sense then. It doesn't make sense now, and the window for it to make sense is closing. So.
Well, he can't play because he's in concussion protocol.
No, I'm saying just in totality.
Oh, I got you.
This idea of Nate Sudfeld being a thing. Nate Sudfeld shouldn't be here. And I'm with Rico. They don't value the position, but then they went counterclockwise and blew a third-round pick on one. I'll never make sense of it. If you're telling me you don't value it, I'm not mad at you. I don't think a lot of teams do. And the reality is, if Goff goes down, if Purdy goes down, your season's over. But even now, I don't have this ability to go nuts about it. It's just, I can't play Jared Goff. I can't do it.
See, I think you can play Jared Goff for a series. I think you can play Jared Goff for two, work on the timing, and then get him out the game.
He gets hurt, I blame you. That's all I'm saying. If he gets hurt, I blame you.
Okay, but guys.
Blame you.
That is the dumbest mentality to have. Not saying that you guys are dumb, but you can't say that. Well, if you get hurt, it's football, man. It happens. Okay? If not, let's go ahead and put the flags on them and play flag football, and we'll just bring this here 4 years earlier and not wait for the Olympics.
I hear you, and I understand, because Kyle Hamilton for the Ravens just got hurt in practice. You're right. Things happen. It's football. You're going out there. It's a physical sport.
Right.
Somebody gets their ankle rolled up in practice.
They shouldn't be practicing. Guys, it happens. But if you're going in there with that mentality, and I don't think that, look, I don't know Dan Campbell, but I'm sure he does not have that mentality of, well, I'm worried about these guys getting injured. No, you got to go out there and show me what you have. And yes, in previous years, this was the game that everybody would be playing. This was the game that most people would actually pay attention to, and you actually wanted to go to the third preseason game because it would give you a taste of what the team was going to be like.
Dave, if you take a text, we'll move on. Just thought it was interesting audio from Dan Campbell. Will he follow through with it? If so, who? He knows how to play the media game. He knows messaging. I have a lot of doubts you'd see a ton of starters out there, but it was worth the conversation. It is. And every time I look, even collegiately, like starting to get into the groove with Cash the Ticket, like Reuben Owens, Texas A&M starting running back, training camp, dead. Notre Dame's left tackle, dead. Like, you just, these are the types of injuries you do everything in your power to avoid. So, by keeping you out of live fire versus people that'll be lucky to work at an oil change next week, that's part of my deal. You would have to explain the value in it. I don't get the value. And I also, look, I admit this.
See, I think the value to me, Mike, is working on your timing, because you're starting the year off with the two teams you eliminated from the playoffs were a little salty at you, and they probably want revenge. The same way you want revenge on the 49ers, the Rams and the Bucks, they want revenge on you.
I agree. Then we have to get into, are the Bucks playing their starters, or are the Rams playing their starters? I don't know. I feel like this team's good enough, they just don't need it. David, go ahead.
Play the defense, bubble wrap the offense, the young new players that could use the reps against the top quarterback in the game is what I want to see. Someone says, hey, David, if they play somebody and they get hurt, then yes, we could be mad. Rico says it's football. Exactly. That's why you sit them. Because Kansas City is playing starters, there's an opportunity to get the reps with the young starters. I would love to see Ennis Rakestraw against their number one receiver. That's what I want to see.
See, this is where I feel like fans have a derangement. Like, you're going to be able to ascertain anything from the Chiefs running their most vanilla skeleton playbook. It just, You know what? God bless. Go live in that world. They're making determinations on reps in practice. These games, you want to talk about the last guy making the team? I'll give it to you. But when you are a first, a second round draft pick, you're not going to change a whole lot in the preseason. The team clearly has an investment in you. The team clearly has a plan for you. It's all about what you're doing day in, day out. I hate the preseason. I wish we'd get rid of it in some total. If it were up to me, there'd be no preseason.
I feel you.
Training camp would be 2 months long. You do a bunch of joint practices, and we'll see you for the opener. These preseason games are nothing more than a grift by owners to get more money out of these people who already pay through the nose. Sorry. Apologize. David, we're good. 248-539-9797. All right, let's turn our attention to some football. Real football, not preseason. How about a little college football? David?
Well, we're doing college football. That's what we're doing. We are not doing that. Okay. No, we're just going to do some college football. The AP Top 25 poll came out.
Sure.
We're going to move forward.
What do you need? What do you want from me?
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you the list real quick. Georgia number one, Ohio State two, Oregon three. Us for the people out there, in case they don't have it. Okay, you guys have it. Let's just jump to this. Every year, there's at least a team that jumps into the playoffs. We have a new playoff, 14 teams. Really, the top 13 plus a group of five team will make it. So my question to you is, guys, we're going to go from team 14 to 25 and maybe even a few of the honorable mentions. We're going to pick three teams that will crash the playoffs between Clemson, Tennessee, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Kansas State, Miami, Texas A&M, Arizona, Kansas, Southern Cal, North Carolina State, and Iowa. Three teams will crash the party, historically speaking.
Who do you want to start with? Let's go. David, you want to start?
Sure, I'm going to start, and I'm going to... I'll make it easy. I'll go Oklahoma State will do it.
That's one. Who are your other two?
Well.
Okay. And if you want some honorable mention teams that are close, Louisville, Virginia Tech.
Let's go Oklahoma State, Kansas.
Oh, my God.
Texas A&M.
Okay, I'll eliminate all three of those. You're off your rocker.
See, Kansas is the interesting one, Mike. They have their quarterback. Hopefully he stays healthy. And
they lost Kotelnicki, the OC. They don't have a home game this year because they bulldozed their stadium. They're playing in two different spots, an MLS stadium and then Arrowhead. It's going to look like Temple football.
Yeah, but I've seen Kansas home games, and it is, really doesn't matter.
Look, bottom line, here, go ahead. Kenny, you go next because David's in outer space.
All right, so I'm looking at this. This is tough.
It's not supposed to be easy.
This is not fun, Rico. I'm having a bad time.
I just want to see if you name the team I like.
This is only part one of the exercise.
I hate this exercise in totality. I'm going to say Clemson because they're annoying. Primarily because they're annoying.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hate David's A&M pick as much as you do, Mike.
With the transition to the SEC.
I still don't hate it.
Like the new SEC with no divisions now.
Oh. Yes.
You know what I'm saying. It's a different game.
It's a different breed.
They're basically playing the role of Iowa now.
Yeah, 100%. This is the SEC Invitational at times. So
I'll live with the A&M pick. His Oklahoma State was insanity. I think you're sleeping on Miami. This is the year it all comes together. They got a load of talent.
That's what they say.
And the ACC is ass. Mm-hmm. And a 9-3 Miami team is getting in.
You know what, Mike? You're right, but I feel a little bit of Steph Curry kicking in right now.
What's that mean? Go to sleep?
Yeah, I'm going to sleep on Miami.
Okay. The other one I really like, because again, the networks run the sport. This is WWE now. Southern Cal. If a 9-3 USC team is sitting there on the fringes, they're getting in. Why? LA, Snoop Dogg on the sidelines, and TV. That's why. I'll go Southern Cal. I'll live with your A&M, and you grab Miami. There you go.
North Carolina State?
I don't hate it. I don't, and I think Grayson McCall could be really interesting there. And Tony Gibson, it's the 3-3-5 hyper-aggression, but I can't see three teams in the ACC getting in.
Well, here comes the second part to this. If three teams are going to crash the top 13,
yeah,
we got to take three out to replace them. So, okay. Your number one, Georgia, Ohio State, Oregon, Texas, Alabama, Ole Miss, Notre Dame, Penn State, Michigan, Florida State, Missouri, Utah, LSU. Pick three of those teams and take them out.
I'll take Florida State out. I'll take Notre Dame out. They just lost their starting left tackle, and they open up at Kyle Field, and I'll take Michigan out. They lost 13 guys to the draft, lost their QB, lost their running back, lost three of their top four wide receivers, lost the entire offensive line, lost several key pieces on the defense, oh, and lost their coach and most of their staff. That's before we get to not knowing the other team's place.
I'll take Michigan out. I'll take Missouri out.
How dare you?
And I'll take Utah out.
Why do you hate the Utes?
Because I still don't, but until I see him play.
Oh, Cam Rising?
Yeah, I can't go with him.
Everything's fine.
Michigan, Florida State, Mizzou, I'm taking out.
So Michigan, all three of you said Michigan.
Yes.
And it's just because of the reasons that Mike said that you just, they're overrated right now?
I mean, those are all of the reasons, yes. Yeah. And they don't know who their quarterback is, so yeah.
Interesting. Mike said Notre Dame. You guys basically both said Missouri. So are you sold on this Alabama team?
I actually thought of Alabama, but I think they're good enough. It's 12 teams. Yeah. I think they're good enough to make the 12-team playoff.
I don't know if you did the SEC breakdown on Cash.
No. Yet. No, I think Bama's good enough to get in. I just don't trust their ability to win it. But yes, they're still a playoff team. I still believe that. I just can't believe David knocked Mizzou. That hurts. I love Mizzou.
All right. And finally on this,
yes.
and we kind of talked about this. Out of the 13 teams that make it, will there be any teams with three losses? And if so, how many would you predict?
Three losses that get in?
That gets into the playoffs. Now, I know this is everything that you hate, Michael. Yeah. I get that.
Ain't that the truth?
That's on the. We're going to move past that right now for the sake of argument. Will there be any teams that make it into the new college football playoff sitting there with a record of 9-3?
Yeah, I think two of them, because it's greedy TV scumbags. Your resume doesn't matter. And if it's the right market and the right helmet, they're putting you in. So I'll say two.
I think at least two. I think this is exactly what Mike said. Made for TV, the networks are going to dictate most of this. And like you said, if you have a good enough brand, a good enough market behind you, a three-loss team will make it in.
9-3 Michigan, they're in. 9-3 USC, they're in. 9-3 Texas, in. 9-3. If you're a brand and you go, this is why I didn't want to expand it.
Okay.
I think 9-3 teams.
I like what you just said, Mike. Brand. Has the tarnish gone off of this brand? Michael, you may have been just a year ahead of your time, or maybe 2 years ahead of your time. If Nebraska is sitting there
at 9-3,
at 10-2,
oh, they're in.
And Michigan is at 9-3, and there's one spot left.
Oh, Michigan.
Nebraska gets the spot, or Michigan gets the spot.
No, this is the WWE. It'd be Michigan, and Charlie Baker, that POS, will get up there and just be like, "Well, the things and the barometric pressure in hotel rooms."
God, I have a tough time believing that. You might end up being right, but man, I have a tough time with that. That stinks.
Let go and understand this is WCW wrestling.
Every ounce of credibility you have, as soon as they said things like hotel rooms and stadium seats and ticket sales, your credibility went right out the window.
It was one guy, okay? He may or may not have had a few cocktails before he spoke to the media. We don't know.
10-2 Nebraska, 9-3 Notre Dame. They're putting Notre Dame in.
So Nebraska, we should have no, because Nebraska is a name brand, like it or not. Plus, you got the number one recruit going there at the quarterback.
But if they're going against Alabama or Michigan or no.
But they're 10-2.
Okay, show me. This is wrestling now. So that's my answer until I'm proven wrong.
So name brand, you think gets in over somebody, North Carolina State sitting there at 10-2.
9-3 Notre Dame in.
So,
hell, they'll put 8-4 Michigan in overtime. All right, let's turn our attention to some football. Real football, not preseason. How about a little college football? David?
Well, we're doing college football. That's what we're doing. We are not doing that. Okay. No, we're just going to do some college football. The AP Top 25 poll came out.
Sure.
We're going to move forward.
What do you need? What do you want from me?
Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you the list real quick. Georgia, number one. Ohio State, two. Oregon, three. Us for the people out there. in case they don't have it. Okay, you guys have it. Let's just jump to this. Every year, there are at least a team that jumps into the playoffs. We have a new playoff, 14 teams. Really, the top 13 plus a group of five team will make it. So my question to you is, guys, we're going to go from team 14 to 25 and maybe even a few of the honorable mentions. We're going to pick three teams that will crash the playoffs between Clemson, Tennessee, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Kansas State, Miami, Texas A&M, Arizona, Kansas, Southern Cal, North Carolina State, and Iowa. Three teams will crash the party, historically speaking.
Who do you want to start with? Let's go. David, you want to start?
Sure, I'm going to start, and I'm going to... I'll make it easy. I'll go Oklahoma State will do it.
That's one. Who are your other two?
Well...
Okay. And if you want some honorable mention teams are close, Louisville, Virginia Tech.
Let's go Oklahoma State, Kansas.
Oh, my God.
Texas A&M.
Okay, I'll eliminate all three of those. You're off your rocker.
See, I don't see Kansas is the interesting one, Mike. They have their quarterback. Hopefully he stays healthy.
And they lost Kotelniki, the OC. They don't have a home game this year because they bulldozed their stadium. They're playing in two different spots, an MLS stadium and then Arrowhead. It's going to look like Temple football.
Yeah, but I've seen Kansas home games, and it is, really doesn't matter.
Look, bottom line, here, go ahead. Kenny, you go next because David's in outer space.
All right, so I'm looking at this. This is tough.
It's not supposed to be easy.
This is not fun, Rico. I'm having a bad time.
Kenny, I just want to see if you name the team I like.
This is only part one of the exercise.
I hate this exercise in totality. I'm going to say Clemson because they're annoying. Primarily because they're annoying.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hate David's A&M pick as much as you do, Mike.
With the transition to the SEC.
I still don't hate it.
Like the new SEC with no divisions now.
Oh. Yes.
You know what I'm saying. It's a different game.
It's a different breed.
They're
basically
playing the role of Iowa now.
Yeah, 100%. This is the SEC Invitational at times. So
I'll live with the A&M pick. His Oklahoma State was insanity. I think you're sleeping on Miami. This is the year it all comes together. They got a load of talent.
That's what they say.
And the ACC is ass. Mm-hmm. And a 9-3 Miami team is getting in.
You know what, Mike? You're right, but I feel a little bit of Steph Curry kicking in right now.
What's that mean? Go to sleep?
Yeah, I'm going to sleep on Miami.
Okay. The other one I really like, because again, the networks run the sport. This is WWE now. Southern Cal. If a 9-3 USC team is sitting there on the fringes, they're getting in. Why? LA, Snoop Dogg on the sidelines, and TV. That's why. I'll go Southern Cal. I'll live with your A&M, and you grab Miami. There you go.
North Carolina State?
I don't hate it. I don't, and I think Grayson McCall could be really interesting there. And Tony Gibson, it's the 3-3-5 hyper-aggression, but I can't see three teams in the ACC getting it.
Well, here comes the second part to this. If three teams are going to crash the top 13,
yeah,
we got to take three out to replace them. So, okay. Your number one, Georgia, Ohio State, Oregon, Texas, Alabama, Ole Miss, Notre Dame, Penn State, Michigan, Florida State, Missouri, Utah, LSU. Pick three of those teams and take them out.
I'll take Florida State out. I'll take Notre Dame out. They just lost their starting left tackle, and they open up at Kyle Field, and I'll take Michigan out. They lost 13 guys to the draft, lost their QB, lost their running back, lost three of their top four wide receivers, lost the entire offensive line, lost several key pieces on the defense, and lost their coach and most of their staff. That's before we get to not knowing the other team's place.
I'll take Michigan out. I'll take Missouri out.
How dare you?
And I'll take Utah out.
Why do you hate the Utes?
Because I still don't, but until I see him play.
Oh, Cam Rising?
Yeah, I can't go with him.
Everything's fine.
Michigan, Florida State, Mizzou, I'm taking out.
So Michigan, all three of you said Michigan.
Yes.
And it's just because of the reasons that Mike said that you just, they're overrated right now?
I mean, those are all of the reasons, yes. And they don't know who their quarterback is. So, yeah.
Interesting. Mike said Notre Dame. You guys basically both said Missouri. So, are you sold on this Alabama team?
I actually thought of Alabama, but I think they're good enough. It's 12 teams. Yeah. I think they're good enough to make the 12-team playoff.
I don't know if you did the SEC breakdown on Cassidy yet.
No, I think Bama's good enough to get in. I just don't trust their ability to win it. But yes, they're still a playoff team. I still believe that. I just can't believe David knocked Mizzou. That hurts. That hurts. I love Mizzou.
All right, and finally on this, yes. and we kind of talked about this. Out of the 13 teams that make it, will there be any teams with three losses? And if so, how many would you predict?
Three losses that get in?
That gets into the playoffs. Now, I know this is everything that you hate, Michael. Yeah. I get that.
Ain't that the truth?
That's on the. We're going to move past that right now for the sake of argument. Will there be any teams that make it into the new college football playoff sitting there with a record of 9-3?
Yeah, I think two of them, because it's greedy TV scumbags. Your resume doesn't matter. And if it's the right market and the right helmet, they're putting you in. So I'll say two.
I think at least two. I think this is exactly what Mike said. Made for TV, the networks are going to dictate most of this. And like you said, if you have a good enough brand, a good enough market behind you, a three-loss team will make it in.
9-3 Michigan. They're in. 9-3 USC. They're in. 9-3 Texas. In. 9-3. If you're a brand and you go, this is why I didn't want to expand it.
Okay.
I think multiple 9-3 teams.
I like what you just said, Mike. Brand. Has the tarnish gone off of this brand? Michael, you may have been just a year ahead of your time, or maybe 2 years ahead of your time. If Nebraska is sitting there
at 9-3,
at 10-2,
oh, they're in.
And Michigan is at 9-3. And there's one spot left.
Oh, Michigan.
Nebraska gets the spot or Michigan gets the spot?
No, this is the WWE. It'd be Michigan. And Charlie Baker, that POS, will get up there and just be like, well, the things and the barometric pressure and hotel rooms.
God, I have a tough time believing that. You might end up being right, but man, I have a tough time with that. That stinks.
Let go and understand this is WCW wrestling.
Every ounce of credibility you have, as soon as they said things like hotel rooms and stadium seats and ticket sales, your credibility went right out the window.
It was one guy, okay? He may or may not have had a few cocktails before he spoke to the media. We don't know, allegedly.
10-2 Nebraska, 9-3 Notre Dame. They're putting Notre Dame in.
So Nebraska, we should have no, because Nebraska is a name brand, like it or not. Plus, you got the number one recruit going there to quarterback.
But if they're going against Alabama or Michigan or no.
But they're 10-2.
Okay, show me. This is wrestling now. So that's my answer until I'm proven wrong.
So name brand, you think gets in over somebody? North Carolina State sitting there at 10-2,
9-3 Notre Dame in. So, hell, they'll put 8-4 Michigan in over 10-2 NC State.
So basically what you're saying is this. If you're one of the have-nots, have to go 11-1 in order to earn a spot.
Or minimum 10-2, yeah.
No, because I'm saying if there's a 9-3 team, you're saying they're going to get leapfrogged.
Yeah, I got to see it to believe it.
So 11-1, if you're NC State, you can breathe easy.
Yeah, I just don't believe in these scumbags. And I don't think I'm wrong to have that feeling, and I think people would support me on that.
I'm not challenging you on that. I'm here for a different opinion, Mike.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine.
David.
Okay.
That's your college football blitz based off of the AP's brand new top 25 preseason poll, 97-1.
So, you know, we continued the discussion during the break, and Kenny was disheveled. He's like, this is gross. I don't like any of it. I'm like, Kenny, whether you like it or not is immaterial to the discussion. It's, do you accept that college football is now WWE? I mean, I submit to it. I'm not fighting it. I know I don't like it. But these networks run it. They've always had a hand in it. Make no mistake. That's how bowls would make their selections. Yeah, I'm making a point. It is totally in their control now because they're the ones who have paid for the rights to this product. And these numbers are so big, they're calling the shots.
Yeah, but see, Mike, I think this has already been going on for a long time. Since the original playoffs, I think that it was the networks and they're getting their money back because they were picking the four teams. And as a matter of fact, they had their own show where people would watch it leading up to it, starting on Halloween.
But the problem is you lose steam with that argument when I've seen Cincinnati, when I've seen Washington, when I've seen Michigan State. And if Iowa had beaten Michigan State right. in that Big Ten title game, they were in.
Okay.
Rico, we're taking away those direct results. And the more teams you put in, the more subjective it gets.
I understand that, Mike. But this is one of those things where you may be getting upset over something that hasn't happened yet. You're speculating that it will, but technically it hasn't. Because who would have thought that Cincinnati and Michigan State and Washington before Pennix would have gotten into the playoffs? I wouldn't have, because I thought it was just going to be the same four teams every year. But there were opportunities. Now, the beauty of this playoff system is that, yeah, come November, you're probably still going to have 20 teams vying for those 14 spots where your season's not over
right,
because you lost early.
The point I'm making is if you're at the back end of that playoff, you're never winning a bubble battle with a brand. You're not. And the committee will lie. They will change the criteria week to week. They will get up and lie to your face.
Well, no, I mean, but they did that early on when I believe it was when TCU was out. And Ohio State made it. And then they could say they justified it by saying, well, the Buckeyes won, didn't they? We got it right. But I remember TCU was supposed to be in. And it was
the,
like
the 2014 team, right?
Yeah.
Trayvon Boykin.
Yeah. And it was like they were the better team. And they're sitting there on Selection Sunday like, wait, what happened to us? We, because they remember the Big 12 didn't have a championship game. And they held that against them and said, well, if you guys would have played an extra week,
I actually agree with that stance, by the way. If you don't play a conference championship game, I mean, what leg you got to stand?
And I understand that, which is why the expansion was supposed to, in my mind, get rid of that. It was supposed to allow teams to actually have a chance. And I'm sorry to agree, but it will be the brand over the little guy.
But guys, can we simply do this? And I understand we do radio, but can we wait to let it happen before we say, well, I knew it was going to happen? Because maybe, just maybe, I know I'm going out on a ledge and I'm, maybe they just hold up and actually put in some teams. Like before, I would have never thought I would say, hey, Michigan State and all these in Cincinnati made the playoffs, but they earned their way in.
I'm sorry, I can't let it play out. I know what's going to happen. I can see the future. I can look ahead
okay,
and
Ms.
see
Cleo.
The future.
I was going to say,
by the way,
he's been talking to his guy upstairs.
I saw that documentary.
It's not bad, right?
I was like, wow.
It's sad, but it's not bad.
Yeah.
David, ticket text, if you will.
Someone simply says, Blue Magic, it will always get selected over the non-brand.
That's right. And again, I think this only furthers their ability to pervert the process. Look, we're talking about the blitz we just did, and it's all fun. Like, I'm happy to talk about it. But I'm with David. I'm just convinced I can already see what's happening here, and it takes away a lot of the allure of the expanded playoff. Because I think what you get is what we're already seeing the networks doing in the last 5 years that we never saw before is artificially affecting the NCAA tournament, March Madness, with these made-for-TV, matchups. Oh, wait, are you telling us that we have this coach facing his former team in the first round? How'd that happen? Right. Oh, Tom Izzo's going to face Foster Lawyer? Oh, and then if they win, it's against Coach K? What a coinkydink. You never used to see that. Now you do. Well, it's bleeding over because the money is so big. Like, Rico, I could absolutely see matchups a week prior. And you'll go, wait, this team was seeded 7th, now they're 12th. And it's all based on the TV.
Oh, brother, you saw that when State made the playoffs. And they weren't supposed to be playing against Alabama. And it was like, oh, we're going to reward them. Like, wait, what do you mean? They were supposed to be in Orlando playing Clemson. How did this happen?
I blocked all of this from my memory.
Yeah, it's going to be brand. I know we don't think this is going to happen, but if Colorado somehow goes 9-3 and they're going against, let's just arbitrarily say, Nebraska.
They'll be the one seed.
Because Deion is there. Oh, we want him over this.
Joel Klatt will be oiled up and assless chaps. He'll be ready to roll. Oh, you know it. Colorado 9-3 or 10-2 Nebraska. Colorado.
Colorado.
Networks.
Yep.
Prime. Sunglasses. By the way, can Dion stop saying, I'm looking right in your eye? You're not looking into someone's eyes when you're wearing sunglasses indoors, Dion. Stop.
Fair.
I love you. I respect you. Then take your effing sunglasses off. You're an adult. Adults don't do that.
It's part of his image.
Oh, you know what? So's 4-8. Live with it when CBS puts you at the bottom of the ranks for coaches. I'm sorry.
No, it was just funny because somebody recorded Shador and Travis Hunter having an argument on the sideline at practice. And it's just like, this team is they're bound to fail. Shador is like, hey, Travis Hunter's like, dude, it's a go route. Like, why'd you run so far? It's a go route. That's what I'm supposed to do. But you're supposed to be looking at me, like, not when I'm running down the field. How am I looking at you? Because I'm running. I was open. Throw the ball. Like, you need to check with me first. Like, I think he's ruined his kid. Shador thinks that he is all that and some.
He's driving a $500,000 car, so he's doing something right.
Yeah, this Colorado argument, this is moot. 9-3, no.
I told you, I said, I know it's not going to happen. But if it does,
I can see
the future, guys.
Somehow we've entered the Joel Klatt sexual dreams phase of the show.
Yeah, I'll do a show in a cowboy hat and sunglasses for a week if that happens.
You know Fox would be if Colorado 9-3. Somebody get the boat oars out.
So Colorado, Michigan, first round.
Oh, my God. What would Gus and Joel do?
I don't know. They would have a side bet. One would come dressed in maize and blue, the other in black and old gold. That too.
Yeah, we've actually gone live to Network Center. Charlie Baker's just getting warmed up. I'm sorry. That's terrible. All right. Well, I'm glad we covered that. Let's talk some actual football. We'll do
all
it
right,
next.
Let's do that.
Football is approaching, factually. And if you want to get some action early in the year, tons of different player props, passing yards, TDs, and yes, the futures, win totals. We talked about this on Cash Ticket today. FanDuel now has exact wins. You don't just have to take a total. Let's say you have a prediction on a team. You believe, I don't care, they're over under 6.5. I think they're winning 8. There's odds for that. Let's say they're going to woefully fail. You can pick them all the way down to 1-11. Is it responsible? Absolutely not. Could it be
Michigan State and 9 wins?
So, you know, we continued the discussion during the break and Kenny was disheveled. He's like, this is gross. I don't like any of it. I'm like, Kenny, whether you like it or not is immaterial to the discussion. It's, do you accept that college football is now WWE? I mean, I submit to it. I'm not fighting it. I know I don't like it. But these networks run it. They've always had a hand in it. Make no mistake. That's how bowls would make their selections. Yeah, I'm making a point. It is totally in their control now because they're the ones who have paid for the rights to this product. And these numbers are so big, they're calling the shots.
Yeah, but see, Mike, I think this has already been going on for a long time. Since the original playoffs, I think that it was the networks, and they're getting their money back because they were picking the 4 teams. And as a matter of fact, they had their own show where people would watch it leading up to it, starting on Halloween.
But the problem is you lose steam with that argument when I've seen Cincinnati, when I've seen Washington, when I've seen Michigan State. And if Iowa had beaten Michigan State right in that Big Ten title game, they were in.
Okay.
Rico, we're taking away those direct results. And the more teams you put in, the more subjective it gets.
I understand that, Mike. But this is one of those things where you may be getting upset over something that hasn't happened yet. You're speculating that it will, but technically it hasn't, because who would have thought that Cincinnati and Michigan State and Washington before Pennix would have gotten into the playoffs? I wouldn't have, because I thought it was just going to be the same 4 teams every year, but there were opportunities. Now, the beauty of this playoff system is that, yeah, come November, you're probably still going to have 20 teams vying for those 14 spots, where your season's not over,
right,
because you lost early.
The point I'm making is, if you're at the back end of that playoff, you're never winning a bubble battle with a brand. You're not. And the committee will lie. They will change the criteria week to week. They will get up and lie to your face.
Well, no, I mean, but they did that early on when I believe it was when TCU was out and Ohio State made it. And then they could say they justified it by saying, well, the Buckeyes won, didn't they? We got it right. But I remember TCU was supposed to be in, and it was
the,
like
a 2014 team, right?
Yeah.
Trayvon Boykin.
Yeah, and it was like they were the better team, and they're sitting there on Selection Sunday like, wait, what happened to us? Because they remember the Big 12 didn't have a championship game, and they held that against them and said, well, if you guys would have played an extra week,
I actually agree with that stance, by the way. If you don't play a conference championship game, I mean – What leg you got to stand?
And I understand that, which is why the expansion was supposed to, in my mind, get rid of that. It was supposed to allow teams to actually have a chance. And I'm sorry to agree, but it will be the brand over the little guy.
But guys, can we simply do this? And I understand we do radio, but can we wait to let it happen before we say, well, I knew it was going to happen? Because maybe, just maybe, I know I'm going out on the ledge, and maybe they just hold up and actually put in some teams. Like before, I would have never thought I would say, hey, Michigan State and all these and Cincinnati made the playoffs, but they earned their way in.
I'm sorry, I can't let it play out. I know what's going to happen. I can see the future. I can look ahead.
Okay,
Miss
Cleo.
See the future.
I was say, By the way,
he's been talking to his guy upstairs.
I saw that documentary.
It's not bad, right?
I was like, wow.
Oh. It's sad, but it's not bad.
Yeah.
David, ticket text, if you will.
Someone simply says, Blue Magic, it will always get selected over the non-brand.
That's right. And again, I think this only furthers their ability to pervert the process. Look, we're talking about the blitz we just did, and it's all fun. Like, I'm happy to talk about it. But I'm with David. I'm just convinced I can already see what's happening here, and it takes away a lot of the allure of the expanded playoff. Because I think what you get is what we're already seeing the networks doing in the last 5 years that we never saw before is artificially affecting the NCAA tournament, March Madness. With these made-for-TV, you know, matchups. Oh, wait, are you telling us that we have this coach facing his former team in the first round? How'd that happen? Right. Oh, Tom Izzo's going to face Foster Lawyer? Oh, and then if they win, it's against Coach K? What a coinkydink. You never used to see that. Now you do. Well, it's bleeding over because the money is so big. Like, Rico, I could absolutely see matchups a week prior. And you'll go, wait, this team was seeded 7th, now they're 12th. And it's all based on the TV.
Oh, brother, you saw that when State made the playoffs and they weren't supposed to be playing against Alabama. And it was like, oh, you know, we're going to reward them. Like, wait, what do you mean? They were supposed to be in Orlando playing Clemson. How did this happen?
I blocked all of this from my memory.
Yeah, it's going to be brand. I know we don't think this is going to happen, but if Colorado somehow goes 9-3 and they're going against, let's just arbitrarily say, Nebraska.
They'll be the one seed.
Because Deion is there. Oh, we want him over this.
Joel Klatt will be oiled up in assless chaps. He'll be ready to roll. Oh, you know it. Colorado 9-3 or 10-2 Nebraska. Colorado. Networks.
Yep.
Prime. Sunglasses. By the way, can Deion stop saying, I'm looking right in your eye? You're not looking into someone's eyes when you're wearing sunglasses indoors, Deion. Stop.
Fair.
I love you. I respect you. Then take your effing sunglasses off. You're an adult. Adults don't do that.
It's part of his image.
Oh, you know what? So's 4-8. Live with it when CBS puts you at the bottom of the ranks for coaches. I'm sorry.
No, it was just funny because somebody recorded Shador and Travis Hunter having an argument on the sideline at practice. And it's just like, this team is they're bound to fail. Shador is like, hey, Travis Hunter's like, dude, it's a go route. Like, why'd you run so far? It's a go route. That's what I'm supposed to do. But you're supposed to be looking at me, like, not when I'm running down the field. How am I looking at you? Because I'm running. I was open. Throw the ball. Like, you need to check with me first. Like, I think he's ruined his kid. Shador thinks that he is all that and some.
He's driving a $500,000 car, so he's doing something right.
Yeah, this Colorado argument, this is a move. 9-3, no.
I told you, I said, I know it's not going to happen. But if it does,
I can see
the future, guys.
Somehow we've entered the Joel Klatt sexual dreams phase of the show.
Yeah, I'll do a show in a cowboy hat and sunglasses for a week if that happens.
You know Fox would be if Colorado 9-3. Somebody get the boat oars out.
So Colorado, Michigan, first round.
Oh, my God. What would Gus and Joel do?
I don't know. They would have a side bet. One would come dressed in maize and blue, the other in black and old gold. That too.
Yeah, we've actually gone live to Network Center. Charlie Baker's just getting warmed up. I'm sorry. That's terrible. All right. Well, I'm glad we covered that. Let's talk some actual football. We'll do
it
next.
Let's do that.
Football is approaching, factually. And if you want to get some action early in the year, tons of different player props, passing yards, TDs, and yes, the futures, win totals. We talked about this on Cash Ticket today. FanDuel now has exact wins. You don't just have to take a total. Let's say you have a prediction on a team. You believe, I don't care they're over under 6.5. I think they're winning 8. There's odds for that. Let's say they're going to woefully fail. You can pick them all the way down to 1-11. Is it responsible? Absolutely not.
Could it be Michigan State 9 wins?